Bhagavat is so powerful and sweet. Not like kunain, bitter. Medicine may be some bitter, but this medicine, not bitter, very like nectar. Nectar also not so much sweet, bittersome, but afterward it becomes sweet. But it is very sweet, very powerful. If you will hear, Krishna will come in your heart and will be controlled. So I will explain, and then I will speak so many sweet pastimes of Krishna. Today is 8, and some drama will be also coming. So try to hear. Today it was somewhat philosophical, but I made easy. But even it is hard. So from tomorrow I will make more easy, that even male, female, everyone can hear all this. He can hear. At about 9:30, we will go to school, and then we will return. And again in evening, we will have our classes as usual. In morning also?
After we return from school, class will be here.
Oh, very good. Then, after Kirtan Karada. Go on. And you should read, be ready. At once, without delay. Yes, sir.
Bring your dramas. And these ones tonight and tomorrow night will be performed by the new Braj children from the school and prepared by Brajendanand Prabhu, his good wife, Gopanandini. And we're asking now, officially the festival has started with tonight's evening class, and many devotees have pre-registered to help cover the cost of this festival, and we would humbly request anyone who has not registered to please come forward over tonight, next few days, and they can see myself and bring their donations or Nirgun or Nilachala Prabhu's. We very much appreciate this. So thank you very much. For the pleasure of Srila Gurudev, on all the assembled Vaishnavas, we'll begin our dramas.
Tonight we have two small presentations, short presentations. And again, as Nanda Gopal was saying, we pray that these efforts by these young children will be very pleasing to Srila Gurudev and all the devotees here. Okay. Once there was a great yogi with mystic powers who resided in a small hut on the outskirts of a nearby village. Because of his powers, the villagers would often visit him to seek boons, and often he would comply with their requests. On one occasion, a tiny mouse entered the hermitage and approached the yogi in great distress.
Oh, little mouse, what is your big problem that you have come to my hermitage so frightened and confused?
Sir, I'm being chased by a cat. He wants to eat me. Please tell me.
And what would you have me do?
Please make me a cat.
Oh, is that all? Well, no problem.
So the yogi took pity on the poor mouse, turned him into a cat.
Whoa! That was pretty interesting. Well, thank you, kind yogi. See you later.
So the mouse, that is the cat, left the yogi greatly relieved. But sometime later, that same mouse, or cat, again returned to the hermitage.
Oh! My dear yogi, please help me.
I remember you. You're the cat who was a mouse. What is your difficulty?
It's the dog!
guess. Now you want to be a dog.
Yes, yes, please. Would you do that for me?
No problem. And I hope this finishes your problems.
Did the Yogi change the mouse, or the cat, into a dog?
This is pretty good! Oh, thank you! No one, nothing will bother me now!
Yes, yes. Let me go on my meditations.
As fate would have it, the dog wasn't satisfied. Sometime later, he returned in even greater distress.
Oh, Yogi! The most horrible thing has happened to me!
Oh, and what's that?
You wouldn't believe it.
I'll try it.
It's a tiger. He wants to eat me.
Always something. All right, let me guess. Now you want me to change you into a tiger.
Oh, please. Please.
Are you sure this is what you want?
Oh, I'm so sure.
Very well.
Mommy.
What is the problem? You look very scary.
I am now very happy, dear Yogi. I am very strong.
It looks to be a problem. You move your tongue as if you want to eat me. Is this true?
Well, now that you mention it. You have some green chili?
This is most unfortunate. I have helped you many times when you were a mouse, a cat, a dog, and now I even changed you into a tiger. And still, you are not grateful. You are forgetting from whence your good fortune has come. Kunai Musika Baba! Once again, you are a mouse.
The lesson of this story is that by the mercy of a saintly person, one may make progress in Krishna consciousness, but if one becomes proud of his borrowed plumes, he may fall from his position and again become a frightened mouse. Our next play was taken from Vrindavan Parikrama book by Srila Gurudev. And it takes place in a Leela pastime place called Dan Mal. Tonight's brief production is called Dan Mal. Dan Mal is located in Varshana, the capital of King Vishabhanu, Shrimati Ratika's father. At Dan Mal, the gopis would swing Radha and Krishna. One time, a Brahmin came to this place while Krishna was visiting the gopis and made a very foolish decision. Our story begins in the home of the Brahmin.
You are good for nothing! You hear me? Nothing! Our daughter is a marriageable age, and what do? You spend your whole day chanting your mantras and reading? Come here, dear. So many men would love to have her as a wife.
As is understandable in household situations, the Brahmin realized it was necessary to pacify his wife. Or as we say in the West, if mama's not happy, nobody's happy.
What to do? I must find a dowry for my daughter, or my life at home will be unbearable. son of Nandamaraj, who possesses 900,000 milking cows. This is an opportunity to ask for a boon. My dear Krishna, even at such a tender age, your reputation as being the protector of the Brahmanas has spread throughout the three worlds. And as I, being a Brahmana, have come to you for protection.
You have come to me?
Yes. My daughter is at marriageable age, and as I, being a Brahmana, poor Brahmana, have nothing to give her for her dowry. And even though she is very qualified, she has no husband, and I have come to you for shelter and protection.
And who am I supposed to protect you from?
My wife! If I don't bring the dowry home tonight, she'll throw me out!
What can I do?
What can I do? I am only a coward, boy. I have nothing.
Nothing?
Oh, man. The most precious thing that my beloved Sumatra brings, I will give her to you as a donation. She is yours.
Then Krishna made a sankalpa, or vow. In his mind, he gave Radhika away.
Krishna, how could you?
This won't work. I was already in trouble with my wife, because I didn't have a daughter for one daughter. Now you're giving me a second daughter to worry about. If I bring home a second daughter, my wife will be really angry. I can't accept your donation.
But it is too late. I already made a promise to give her to you. I cannot take it back.
Oh, no!
Krishna, what have you done?
This is obviously not working out. I'm truly sorry, but I have nothing more valuable to give than my Srimati Radhika.
Well, I guess there's nothing to say. I'll just return her.
You should do something for that poor Brahmin. But what should I do? I have an idea. Bring me a scale. Begin piling all of Radhika's gold on one side. Radhika, you stand on the other.
Whatever
weight in gold is equal to the Radhika, bring it to the Brahmin.
No amount of gold in all the three spheres can equal one particle of dust from the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Gaur Premananda. remember Ross Didi did so much help with along the other daughters. So.
What is the essence of the two stories you should try to realize? The last story that like smart Brahmins in India are here also. There are so many lakhs and lakhs smart Brahmins. Very pure devotees, very rare. They worship Krishna. They go to Krishna. And they pray Krishna. That Krishna, you should be merciful to give me some very high class of what? Donation. And if Krishna wants to give them the essence of Ladini and Sambhid, Ladini is herself Srimati Radhika. So the essence of Ladini and Sambhid is pure bhakti. If Krishna wants to give, they deny. But if he gives some, like gold, some opulence or wealth, reputation, oh, they become so happy. So they are doing practices of bhakti yoga, but they want only very insignificant this, like wealth, reputation. They are doing so much wealth, but they are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, very beautiful wife, beautiful wife. So much wealth, so much wealth. Then Krishna gives and become problemless. If you are wanting only praying for Krishna bhakti, then he will think, what to do? He will think, if I am giving bhakti, then they will control me. So for bad persons, Krishna becomes so unhappy and thinking, very big problem, we should not give. For this, he requests Shankar that you should come and help me. And you should do Mayabad. That, you are himself God and Nirvishesh Brahma. Why to worship Krishna and to have bhakti? You should not do like this. And try to be immersed in Krishna for this. So you should not pray Krishna for anything else than pure bhakti. And that bhakti which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought in this world. What bhakti he brought?
Spontaneous
love of Braja. So if Krishna comes and wants to cheat you, even you should not be cheated. Then you should tell him that we are the disciples of Swamiji. We cannot be cheated. We are in the line of Rupa Goswami. And also, Narayan Maharaj has told that be careful of cheater that Krishna. Then he will be very happy and he will not cheat. Otherwise he will cheat, giving you worldly things. And what about that rat became tiger and again he became mice? What is this? You should also be careful for this. Don't have any false ego. And go to Gurudev. And always keep your hands in the pocket of your Gurudev. That is from beginning from mice. And you went to Gurudev. For worldly things. And only you served him externally, not knowing him inwardly. And you wanted only something. Or some problems comes, and Gurudev, my wife has rejected me. Please be helpful. I want new one. What he will do? Achha, yes, you can go to that. Problems coming like waves and waves. Until you are going in the real process of Krishna bhakti, giving up all kinds of desires. Only one desire to serve Radha Krishna Kanjavalar Mahaprabhu. So don't be like that rat and then cat, then dog and then tiger. Tiger, what is tiger? Oh, like offenses. Don't make offenses. Then if you are doing, then you should be again rat in the same place where you were. So these are not processes. You should try to be very careful of this. Especially here in Braj, you should have a vow that I will follow only pure bhakti, devotion and love of Krishna. Go Premananda.
One other short announcement, because it's a little cold.
Namaste Krishna. Ram, 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 Of all manifestation. Krishna should be his manifest as a lost mammon. I think that it is.
Is that okay with
you? Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, all
I just
agree. What is a little baby? My appearance, it is not fixed, Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita means?
God.
Godliness is not fixed by appearances. Or by Arasha. And his seed part. Narayan cannot be a son of anyone. Never he cannot be son. And he cannot accept any wife other than Sri Bhumila. Never. He cannot embrace anyone. Never. But Krishna, opposite. So, 12 kinds of rasas are Krishna. So, he is supreme personality of
Krishna.
In this life, I am coming back. they can only be happy. If you have a strong belief in God, and that God is Krishna, so if these injections are given, baby's heart, even they are of 5 years old. Oh, it will not wash, but it should be improper. I know that Bhaktivedanta Bhavan Maharaj was admitted in that school, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj. He was also their teacher and manager of all things. So it may be that some will not be qualified students. But in that view, that from beginning, for children to be very strong belief in Krishna, in worshipping Krishna, in chanting Krishna, and also there should be expert in language, English language or Sanskrit language, Hindi language or what they understand. They should be qualified, that they can also be maintain themselves in their way. So, in India, the first four classes, Guru is called Guru. But after that, professor, teachers and other things. And those who have been given good impression in the age of 5 to 8, 9, 10. Oh, it is a very good. So I'm happy now that we are all with one of the brothers.
Govinda Prabhu, who is Vaishnava, Mula Prabhu, and others, and this Prabhu.
They have the blessing to you. Also, I know that Bhajendra Prabhu and his wife, Gopanandini. She wanted to go to India to do bhajan. But I thought that this time is not appropriate to go to India. Oh, they cannot maintain him. Again, they will have to come earlier again. So better if they are here teaching the boys in real way, then they will also be matured in bhakti. Also, I think that some money should come to them to maintain their families. So I think that gradually it will be the ideal school. And they are doing so well. Now I think that 25 children are school. 25 children. And all are doing well. Now they are doing well. I think that all the devotees here and there, they will send their children here to be admitted in this school. And we will have to make it bigger.
Mama.
Giving so many facilities there. So they dream of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. He wanted that whole world should be converted in devotees of Krishna. Though it is absurd,
But like Prahlad Maharaj, he wanted a boon from Vishishita, that I want to divide my all for fortune. Oh, Jivan, that you should be happy to sprinkle them your mercy to all Jivan, that they should chant and remember, and they should be a very ideal devotees of Krishna. And I will go to hell for lives and lives for unlimited time. You want? You seem very confused. Oh, I have been defeated. But only this is thing that those who will remember you and me, they will be liberated. And they will have come. But those who will not accept all these things, then, so Swamiji wanted in his ring the whole world should accept Krishna. And I know that he's successful in
his.
I've only come to all these places to remind Swamiji and to again inspire them in Krishna Bhakti. And he planted that seed of a thing, somewhere planted, somewhere in sprouted, sometimes somewhere some leaves coming, some fruits coming. But again they began to draw after the departure. But no one seen. For all are so inspired. Everyone. Those who left, chanting, remembering, even his own left. Also many leaders and leaders are coming and trying and again to come. By so much, I'm praying to Swamiji that he should sprinkle on Darshan. That we should realize that we are in one family. In one family. So we should see all that we are all in one family. Even those who are not disciples of Swamiji, disciples of Japasidhar Maharaj, Pant Maharaj and all others, even not in the family of Bhakti Siddhanta Sati Goswami Thakur, out of them, those who are accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and they are chanting and remembering all one. And we should try to respect them. Always try to respect them. Which the words are meant on us. Don't use any. Never. I heard that some devotees still now using very harsh words for them. Oh, we should try to control our wisdom. This is the essence of the Siksha of Upadeshamritam, Vachovedam. If this boneless creature then will be controlled, then everything will be controlled, no doubt. But it is very hard to control this. This then. If you are controlling the gun, then she wants to control. Opposition will be also corrected, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To went in the council of Mayavadi, Prakashananda. And where he said, you know, going near the train, and all sannyasis, how much? 50,000 sannyasis of Prakashananda, all the sitting in high platform, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what we can? If this humbleness attracts all, and they all came, Prakashananda even came, and he took his hand. Oh, you are not. You are so much qualified, come into this. So this should be very humble. Try to use very three hot stones. This is the essence of Soma. If you are not honoring your superior and not giving love and affection for juniors, oh, you cannot do bhajan. What to tell preaching of preaching? So, I think that in this ideal school, we should help that Ishwar brought that. We should give some facility to the teachers. Up till now, we are not giving so much facility there because we not so much qualified to be. But now we should try to think about the facilities for children also, and for teachers also. We can make a separate school for this, separate fund for this. And I think that if you are going to see it good, you may help also. And thus, I so much heartfelt blessings to and that one teacher and the Prabhu. Nirgun Prabhu, his wife, I think that they will give their more attention to this school too. We can make also after about some boarding like Swamiji once. So, all boys should be ideal in all respect. I heard that Swamiji who started his school.
I come.
In Vrindavan, Mayapur, New Mayapur also. Mayapur, from Palace. But now, all are like parents. To make it, it should be ideal for so many people. Some bad character teachers. They can understand everything. I think there should be a committee that they should select teachers, good teachers, ideal teachers, also in character and also in personal devotion. And all the boys will be very, very
qualified.
So my heartfelt blessing to the managers.
That used to stroll away,
Butter. Oh, can you come? Please come and we will go to we are all
why?
Yes, Gopi's house and we will store
butter. Mama.
Oh, I know that you are an expert in dancing and singing. We like you. So please come on at once. We want to dance with you and to sing with you. Oh, also I know. For being a very little baby, you lifted the button on your left hand. We want to see that my friend Krishna can I will. We will also help by our sticks. We want to see. Oh, we once see, saw, and heard that Krishna when he was baby. And he began to. He was. Is telling butter and here and there. And Yashoda Maya controlled him and he took some rope and he bended Krishna's shoulder motor. And then Krishna was weeping and all the friends were happy. Oh, again we will do like this. So we want that you should come and play with us this kirtan. Now you come.
Abba!
Swami!
I fear that all you can be
Swami! 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 फिर से आ जाओ हमारी बाल टोली में Oh,
Thank you. Thank you.